worked too long. This little boy got sick. And that ended my career at work. Wasn't making anything anyway. And so.
Do you still work at the dentist?
No, no. When my husband retired, I retired. I just kind of retired.
What sort of work did your husband do?
My husband was a construction worker and a carpenter.
Always done, always
was? Well, you mean all of his life. He worked in the oil fields when he was a very young man. He was working in the oil fields when we married. And then he worked on construction, you know, iron worker.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell and got hurt. Mm-hmm. Well, after he got hurt, he didn't start do back in with that kind of work, because that's very dangerous work. And he went to carpentering then. So he was a carpenter for years. Belonged to the 1811 Union up there in Monroe.
Tell me about what you were telling me about your education, the name of the school you went to.
I went to Crosby. If you want to know the very first, up here in West Monroe, there was a school they called Haynes School. Because a man by the name of Haynes owned a lot of that property up there, and Haynes School. That's where I first went to school. Well, one year, they had the school out in a little church. The first year that I went to school in a little Baptist church. But then they started having school. Honey, when I was born, they didn't have no schools to amount to anything. West Monroe, I don't know if they had any, to tell you the truth.
There's all just people getting together and someone was...
Well, no, they had school over in Monroe, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to schools at Haynes School. Then I went to Crosley Elementary School. Crosley School's still up there in West Monroe right now.
How many years did you go to Crosley School?
Oh, I guess about 3 or 4. I see, those questions, I don't remember them all too clearly, honey.
Well, I just want to get...
You know, when you get 70, you don't remember so much you've done.
You went to about the fourth grade?
Yes, I really went to the fourth grade at Crosley School.
And then you say you studied on...
I studied at home.
Uh-huh.
And I have been studying ever since, through the 6th and 7th. I studied the 6th and 7th books.
Uh-huh.
Now, I believe, really and truly, I believe I could have passed the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I never took no test or nothing. Like I say, now, before I married, I worked at Bancroft Bag Factory. Bag Factory.
Oh.
Bancroft Bag Factory right up here. And but I didn't work very long there. I've done most of my work right at home. I was always very, very devoted to my children, my family. And to this very day, now this may sound very old-fashioned to you, I still think a mother's place is at the home, if she can possibly be there with her children.
Your children live around here?
No, I have 4 girls in 4 states. I have one in Oklahoma, one in Mississippi, one in Texas, and one lives in Bossier City in Shreveport.
Did they all come from...
No, no, they didn't all come. My children from Bossier came home. I have a son in Bossier and a daughter in Bossier. And my son and his wife came, and my daughter and her children came.
Have you done much traveling?
Not a whole lot, but I've been over the country some. I've been, I guess, about 11, 12 states, and I've been to Canada.
What states have you been through?
Oh, gee. I've been to Mississippi, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Alabama, Florida, and Illinois, and Indiana, and Michigan.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, I've traveled around.